And God, in his foreknowledge, is able to see all of those who would choose to believe, and he predestined them to heaven. So they're ordained to eternal life, not ordained to belief. Hey guys, welcome back to Bibleline. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. Today we have another listener-submitted question. And just as a reminder, if you have a Bible question and you'd like me to answer it, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Today's question, it's short, it's sweet, but it's got a really, really good topic to explore. It's from Timothy, and he says, "What does 'and as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed' in Acts 13:48 mean? Does it teach unconditional election?" So I got a two-part response here. The first one, we're just going to look at the scripture, and we're going to look at the assumption of Acts 13:48, and then we're going to look at the very passage itself demonstrates something different. And then I want to put something before you as a resource, and we'll talk to that more in a moment. But so the verse in question is Acts 13:48, and it says, "And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region." So this is a response to Paul and Barnabas, their teaching. As a matter of fact, Acts 13:38 through 39 is just before this. And they're basically teaching about the, Luke calls it, the way, which is Jesus Christ. And later on, these people who were proponents of the way were called Christians first in Antioch. But it's not being received very well, and that's of no fault to God, although the Calvinists would say that God made it unable to be received well because they overemphasize his sovereignty to the point of there is no decision for man. But anyway, and they make that statement there, and there's a response. So we'll start in verse 38. Of Acts 13. "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, this man being Jesus Christ. And by him, Jesus, all that believe." So this is a really important thing to note. We can't just look at Acts 13:48 and say, ordained to eternal life against their will, God chose, Calvinism is the winner. We've got to look at the whole passage. So 10 verses before this, he says, "And by him, all that believe." Okay, so the all is now defined. Who is the all? Those that believe. Doesn't say they were ordained to believe, but it would be correct to conclude they chose to believe. "All that believe are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." Verse 40 through 41 are warnings that Paul applies from the book of Habakkuk. "Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of the prophets. Behold, ye despisers, and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your day, a work that ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you." Now, this is really important. Paul says, he quotes from Habakkuk here, a prophecy, that even though God works a work, they would not believe it. And it says, "ye shall in no wise believe it." This is interesting. Because you have the unbeliever defined, specifically the Jewish unbeliever defined. You will not believe it. And you're making that choice. Now Calvinism would agree with that. And it's weird. I talked to Trent, our editor, about this. You know, we talk about it often because we're in this world, this online world, which is dominated by Calvinism. But we may, you know, we've seen this assumption that it's okay for the unbeliever in the Calvinistic system. It's okay for the unbeliever to reject and deny God. They have the free will to do that. But the believer can't believe. God has to do that for them. It just doesn't make any sense. And you can see right here, it's very evident that the Jewish person runs the risk in their unbelief of fulfilling that prophecy. So now Luke, as he's writing, goes to 42, and he stops telling you what was actually said, and now he gives you, we're kind of watching the play. Verse 42 says, "When the Jews were gone out of the synagogue where this message was being delivered, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached unto them the next Sabbath." So there's some Gentiles that are like, we want to hear about this. The Jews just heard it, as was custom of Paul. He went into the synagogues, gave it to the Jews first, then went to the Gentiles. Verse 43, now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. So now the next Sabbath day comes, everybody's gathered. It's correct that it's Jew and Gentile all together. 45 says, but when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with what? Envy. Spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Now, they made that choice. And Paul and Barnabas explained that in verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you. But I want you to notice this here. Seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. Don't forget to like, comment, and share this video. It helps get us out to more people, and there may be people in your life who can be encouraged by it. If you haven't already, hit the red subscribe button and the little notification bell and set it to all so that every time that we post or go live, you get an update. If you have a Bible question, send it to us. questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Let's get back to today's video. So notice here, our friend Timothy, and I responded to him, he appreciated my response. I'm not saying he believes unconditional election, but if unconditional election is true, then it would not have been the Jews putting it from themselves. It would have been God putting the Jew from it. But very clearly, the Jewish person in this multitude that were causing all the uproar and things, they chose to disregard it. Well, excuse me, they chose not to believe. That's a better way to put that. But seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, they're the ones that judge themselves unworthy. They made the choice. They heard the information. They declined it. And now they're actually working against it. Lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord, 47, commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light to the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Now we have 48 that says, when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Now, we can't say that God had ordained them to believe, but they were ordained to what? Eternal life. Now, eternal life is in heaven, those who are in Christ. So what I'm seeing here is predestination. God saying, if you believe on my son, you will go to heaven. Your destination is confirmed. You're gonna go there. And God, in his foreknowledge, is able to see all of those who would choose to believe, and he predestined them to heaven. So they're ordained to eternal life, not ordained to belief. I hope that that makes sense. The second part of the question and answer is to help you with a resource here. A very good friend of mine, his name is Dr. Tom Kakuza. We did an interview with Dr. Tom a little while ago. He came out with a website called secureforever.org, secureforever.org, and it is a living commentary, meaning that Dr. Kakuza adds to his commentary, and it is every verse in the New Testament, and I mean every verse, all of his sermon notes, and it's very easy to follow, very easy to copy and paste into your own study notes, but he does an excellent job of explaining this passage as well, and I would encourage you to go and find it. You go to secureforever.org, click on New Testament commentary. On the right-hand side, you'll see a list of books. You click on Acts. You click on chapter 13, and then it'll start in verse 1, and you'll see the scriptures in red, his commentary in blue, some other things too. But it really helps you understand this passage, and I use it as a reference for it. And Dr. Kakuza was the one that zoomed back and helped me to see, like, oh, you know what? There are some other examples here of an exercise of free will that 48 is they're exercising their free will, but they were predestined to have eternal life because they would believe. So again, it's not God causing them to believe. It's their response to the gospel message, which is how they're ordained to eternal life, because God knew that they would believe. They still made their own choice. And that does not make God weaker or some, you know, God who's less than because he gives man free will. I think the Calvinistic God, the one that has to control everything, has to, or else he won't be God. Doesn't make much sense to me. It's a weaker form of God than what we see in the scripture. So if you have a question similar to this, I would encourage you to write to us questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you a written answer, just like we did for our friend Timothy. And we maybe even make a video like we did today. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. God bless. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.